All right, let's do the carry out, shall we? Here are today's top stories. All right, we're back at it for big week ahead in Washington. Will Congress have the votes to repeal Obamacare? Will President Trump deal with North Korea? Will it be revealed that Ryan Seacrest is a cyborg? Seriously, somebody throw water on that dude. See if he glitches. President Trump started the week with a round of talk shows where he either did his best impression of Drunk History or his best impression of R. Kelly walking off the set of HuffPo Live. Remember that? Trump seems to be more agitated than usual with the media, which is following up on his Obama wiretap claims. Trump says that it was his opinion, and he doesn't have to stand by anything he says. And then he went on to say that President Andrew Jackson would have stopped the Civil War and that he would have been, quote-unquote, honored to sit down with North Korean President Kim Jong-un. So nothing to see here, folks. Just move along. Tuesday will be here before you know it. Also in D.C., it was inevitable, and I'm happy somebody's finally doing something about this. President Trump has finally taken aim at former First Lady Michelle Obama's initiatives to promote nutrition and education opportunities for girls in third world countries. USA! USA! We got rid of that stuff, finally. I was wondering if he's ever going to get around to doing it, right? Whew! I mean, if he didn't undo nutrition, I mean, why even run for president, right? I will say this, though. Doesn't every First Lady's initiative end when they leave office? Right? Is this just maybe something Trump is right about with this sort of fake stream media? I don't remember the scathing CNN stories about the Obama administration ending the Reading First initiatives of Laura Bush, right? Just saying. The first quarter numbers are in for the economy, and it stalled. Shoot. Growth was worst in 3 years. This, of course, not the news you want if you're celebrating your first 100 days of a presidency that's based on being good at this stuff. I'd hate to be the guy who interrupted the cake and ice cream party with that news. Oh, excuse me, President. They just put out the numbers. But let's face it. You know what? It's Obama's fault. It's always going to be, at least till 2020. But hey, a weak first quarter might help the president push forward tax reform or, as announced today, the thing about breaking up the big banks. When hearing this news, the big banks took a break from their money baths to text their lobbyists. Alfred, no! Speaking of former President Barack Obama, he's getting criticized for accepting that $400,000 payment to make a speech on Wall Street. When reached for comment at his Vermont home, Senator Bernie Sanders was like, "Hello? Hello? Who's this? Who's calling me?" Hey, how else will President Obama make $1 trillion off being president, right? That's how it works. It's only a matter of time till Obama's wearing a headscarf and speaking to Saudi oil barons and how great Saudi tourism is for $1 million. After that, look for him to put his name on the go-kart chain and petting zoos. Come on down to Obama's Racerama and stay and pet Obama's llamas. Even though we have over 1,000 shootings and 200 deaths, April was a down month for violence in Chicago. This stat alone tells me we got a long way to go. We should be celebrating a 13% drop in gun violence for the first 4 months of the year, right? Right. But this is a big problem. Last year was a statistical anomaly of sorts. Think about it. There was a spike in violence. But if we go back to just the average, it's still crazy high, right? Just not as high as 2016. So, yay? I mean, should the mayor hang a banner from the Willis Tower that says mission accomplished? I don't understand. In weather, man, it got real biblical this weekend, didn't it? 3 inches of rain, 12 inches downstate. Skilling said this weekend's totals matched April's monthly total. There may be more coming up this week, too. At this rate, even the earthworms can be looking for shelter. I saw the biggest one. I looked out into my front area, and I was like, oh, look at all that water. And there's just this huge worm, like snake-like. I was like, all right, stop with the rain. In sports, the Bears took a shocking, oh, man, approach to the draft. Moving up to snag North Carolina QB Mitchell Trubisky. There are many stories of agitated fans and pundits saying, what a head scratcher. Really, though, you only win in the NFL with a good quarterback. The Bears, well, they don't have one. And if you said, what about Mike Glennon? Stop yourself right there. Tape yourself on a recorder. Play it back. It sounds dumb, doesn't it? Really does. Glennon's a great guy to pay the going rate to be quarterback for the Chicago Bears in 2017. And if he does well and the Bears are a playoff team, we keep him going, right? This is all about the future, and the Bears now don't have to worry about that position for a couple years. No more Brian Hoyer. Now, will the slew of defensive players from last year's please step up? Maybe? Although the trip story about the Bears asking Mike Glennon to show up at a draft party at Soldier Field with Bears fans seems totally ridiculous. Did you see this? The Bears brass had to know that was going to be weird. I mean, really, they sent Mike Glennon to deal with fans and to be there when they chose his replacement. That's like going to prom and then getting there, and then your date gets down on one knee and asks somebody else to marry him, right? Then you just quietly walk over to the solo table. Solo table's always fun. Always loved the solo table. Hey. Yeah, I'm Mike Glennon. Nice to meet you. Hey, I'm Justin. Anyway, Chicago's mad, but I wonder how much of it's just, you know, what we know, right? We're comfortable in hating on the Bears and their boneheaded decisions. It's as Chicago as Solozzi Edelson. It's just what it is. In basketball, Jimmy Butler and D-Wade said they're going to help management recruit free agents to Chicago. Really? Chris Paul and Steph Curry are free agents, right? Money? Here's mouth. Make it happen, Hollywood. The Cubs and Sox are done with April, and both teams flying high. Can you believe it? The White Sox have a better record than the Cubs on May 1st. Cubs are holding down first place in the NL Central by a game. The Sox a half game behind the Indians. The Cubs game tonight delayed, taking on the Phillies. The Sox just got underway in Kansas City. Also, Adam Eaton, former White Sox center fielder, out for the rest of the season with a torn ACL. Oof. Yikes. And finally tonight, an avocado shortage is threatening guacamole production for the upcoming Cinco de Mayo. What? No avocados? You can't celebrate a key Mexican military victory without avocados. Can't we push Cinco de Mayo back to June? All in favor? All right. The ayes have it. That's the carryout for April 28, 2017. Actually, it's May 1st, right? I don't know why it says that. That's the carryout for May 1st, 2017. Hey, due to the avocado shortage, we're substituting avocados in our nachos. I hope you like pears. I gotta start writing all my checks with May 1st now, huh? All right, coming up, Touche, Chris Rowling, Dave Lundy in studio tonight. We got a lot to talk about, from the budget to healthcare to North Korea and everything in between. It's a download, 720 WGN. Stay with us.